Tēnā tātou katoa, no mai hoki mai ki mana taua with me, Moiawa. Luckily enough, I was able to get a hold of Joe Conrad, who's a waka taua expert from Te Tai Tokerau. And, well, Matariki celebrations have essentially gone global, and Joe and a team have gone over for an international festival which is held in the Netherlands. And so the group of waka experts who we're going to be talking about very shortly, they're in Leiden at the moment, I believe, and we're going to be talking about the celebration that they're going to be having with Te Hono Ki Aotearoa, which is a waka that was carved by the late Sir Hekenuku Mai Busby. And so we've got Joe on with us now. Tēnā koe, Joe. Kei te pihau koe.
Ah, paena. No te mea raumati ki kone e tene whenua, pai te mahana.
Ko ia.
Arapena ia tātou nei, koutou nei, ua mai nei kona.
Kaha nei te ua i kone ki Tāmaki Makaurau i tēnei wā, and it's morning over there, ne?
Morning over here now, 9:15, I think, or 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, lucky you, tō wai Māori e tāinei koe te rongo i a tama nui te rā ki reira. Oh, well, so talk to us about this travel, this kaupapa that you and your waka taua, your ope taua over there for.
First of all, due to the COVID restrictions, we hadn't been up here for the last 5 years, and every 5 years we come up here and haka nui, make sure that the waka is sitting all right, is doing all right, nothing has been damaged on it. So that's our first priority, is to make sure our waka is safe and our waka is still up to the day that Uncle Hector carved it back 13 years ago. So and secondly, is just to renew our relationships again, kanui ki te kanui, eye to eye, and see how the Dutch peddlers are faring up here, anything they need to know. But one of the main things that we have come up here, because when we first had Matariki celebrated in at home there in Aotearoa there, they were keen to get onto the buzz, I suppose, and want to celebrate all things Māori, like they celebrate Waitangi Day up here, New Zealand Day. And due to the COVID restrictions, we were grateful that the peddlers of the day, the Dutch peddlers, were able to do our stuff up in Netherlands here, just to support some of the New Zealand things that were required up here in Aotearoa, up in Leiden here. So yeah, and obviously to keep their skills up and peddling and their haka and their and all the, you know, all the prayers and all the kakias that we have given them in the past. You can hear some of the noisy peddlers behind me making a noise while I'm on the radio at the moment.
That's what it's about, though. It does sound like a bit of fun, a bit of action happening behind you. And am I correct in saying that the ropu that you're talking about, they came to Aotearoa as well? Was that you fellas who looked after them?
Yeah, over the last 10, 13 years that we have connected up here. We've always had a group of Dutch girls and Dutch boys, our peddlers up here, that are really grasp the whole Ao Māori world. And some of them are coming to be quite fluent in Te Reo Māori. So we have to be quite careful how we talk around them, because they can understand you most of the time, you know.
Meharo, e tino rongo nei I tērā. And if I remember some of the footage that I did see, and some kōrero that I've heard over the years about, you know, te kounga o any tangata, ne? Kaha nei te haka, kaha nei ki te akiaki I tō mātou nei reo, ki te taha I a koutou, for sure. But when I did see them do a haka and do their waiata and even see how they paddle, for sure, they had some good teachers, because they're on, eh?
Yeah, they're pretty well honest to the kaupapa, honest ki ngā tikanga that we had left them, honest in the approach to our, you know, to ki wa tātou ne atua, ki tō tātou ne kaupapa waka, you know, and we wa tātou ne Hitoria e ngā mea katoa, all those history that we've taught them about it and why we were here and what were we here for and why did we give them these two waka. There are two waka up here. The hono being the taua, the war canoe, and tahimana being the wakatete. So the girls and the public can actually ride on that waka tete tahimana. But the hono is used here mainly for ceremonial stuff. Whenever te hono leaves the Netherlands, it has to be a Māori or somebody from home to travel with it, because they cannot represent Māori outside of the Netherlands, you know. So all that tikanga, all those protocols have been laid down quite firmly with them. There are other things happening up here while we're here. Ngāti Rārana is coming over. There's a contingency, about 12 of them coming over, and they'll be running tapahaka workshops. We'll be doing carving workshops. We've got Billy Boy Harrison over here with us, which is an understudy to Hemi Eruera, which is our master carver at the moment. And he's been studying, and he's up here to have a look and see how that's going. We've got Uncle Trevor Maxwell from Darawa here as well. He'll be doing a few waiatas and watching how things go. And Robert Gable, which is one of the board members of Toi Māori in New Zealand, and obviously Tamaho Temara, which is our general manager for Toi Māori. So there's a fair bit of workshops going to be done. We have a pretty hectic schedule to meet. And it'd be nice to catch up with our hanangas from Ngāti Rārana over here. So they'll be arriving tonight, and there'll be a big pōwhiri being held for Ngāti Rārana here tonight. So looking forward to that.
They're beautiful. And over the next couple of days leading up to Matariki, or the official day that we celebrate it, public holiday that we have here in Aotearoa. Is that similar for the day that you are going to pull off a kaupapa, an event for while you're there, or are they just going to be kaupapa?
No, we also come up here because they're keen to learn what Matariki actually mean to te ao Māori. E tohu wena o tātou mātua, why do we celebrate it? What's the meaning of celebrating Matariki? The start, all that whetū marama stuff. So they'll grab that too and continue to use it up here and celebrate with Ngāti Rārana in regards to celebrating Matariki. Matariki's, I suppose, coming back up again. And all that stuff, over the years, they'll get to learn. They'll get to learn to create their own tikanga around the waka, create their own tikanga around Matariki, continue to create their pool of knowledge retaining to the waka and retaining to te ao Māori.
How do you, while you're there, I know we've got a short amount of time with you, but I did wonder what are the skies are like there? You know, I've been there for myself, but I never considered looking for Matariki while I was over there. And it was winter. It's always winter when I go over there. But what's it like, seeing the skies over there and looking up at the whetū during summertime and in the Netherlands?
Well, obviously there's a lot of light pollution up here, so you don't really see much of o tātou ne whetū. And there's, I suppose, up here. It's pretty hard, but we do have star, we do have star compasses here that we've got on in their museum, portraying our voyaging expeditions, my o tātou kupema. So they have a good understanding of our stars, because when they do come down to Waitangi to celebrate Waitangi with us, we do take them up to Te Aurere and show them the star compass and our and Te Aurere waka and Hiraka waka. And we're lucky that we have Tua Pittman from Rarotonga. They've met Nainal Thompson from Hawaii. And obviously Stan, my brother. We have Jacko Thatcher down in Tauranga Moana and Hoturoa Kerr up in Tainui here. So they're pretty well immersed in that our beliefs in our stars and our tohus that brought our people to discover this great big ocean, the Moana Nuia Kiwa, So, yeah, they're pretty up to date with all that sort of stuff as well,
Oh, miharo.
But to see any stars up here is pretty hard with the pollution, with the light pollution they have.
Ana, ana. Yeah, definitely. I can imagine that's the situation. Before I let you go, and I'll let you go straight after this part time, my dad was born and raised in Leiden, and one of the things he always misses is kai. And so for you, you must be well versed in the Dutch culture, well, more than many. What are you having for kai over there? Or are you serving everyone kai?
We've had, over the years, put down the odd hangi, not only here in the museum in Leiden here, but we've had put down the odd hangi at our embassy in the Hague. And obviously the New Zealand ambassador is coming over again to catch up with us, the leadership. And the Dutch boys are pretty good at putting down the hangi themselves. But over here we get fed with cheese. Obviously, you know the love of cheese that the Dutch have. And we've had the odd boil up in our cooking house up here. But we'll leave that to Ngāti Darana to do the boil up tonight when they arrive. But I haven't seen any puha growing or any watercress growing in these canals yet. Pretty polluted, full of push bikes and houseboats. You know, so. No, nah, they feed us pretty well up here. I think I've already put on a couple of pounds since I've been up here so far. And it's not to do with the Heineken that I've been drinking.
definitely. A few good things in there, but I have no doubt that they have no problem with our kai over their kai. For sure, that's my dad's situation. But Ehua, thank you so much for having a kōrero with us, especially in such a short time. So thank you, Ehua. And kia haumaru tō haerenga ki reira, ki Horana, e ngā mihi nui tēnei ki a koutou. Mānawati a matariki ki a koe, otira ki tō ope. Ka kite.
Ngā mihi ki a koutou.